A day after Assam Health Minister Himanta Kumar Biswa said that people suffer from life-threatening diseases because of sins committed by them in the past, senior Congress leaders slammed the minister for his remark. Former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram quoted him and said this is what changing parties does to a person. Kapil Sibal too lashed out at the minister, saying it is divine injustice that a person like him is a minister. Later, the health minister clarified his tweet, saying he had said it to motivate teachers and the poor. The question, however, remains whether justification for insulting cancer patients will die down with just a clarification.
Indian captain Virat Kohli admitted that the team management had no choice but to request for hard bouncy tracks for the ongoing test series against Sri Lanka, with little time left to prepare for the South Africa series. The skipper once again spoke on the cramped schedule which hampers preparation. Asked if he had asked for bouncy tracks, he said, "Yes, I had to because unfortunately we get only 2 days before we fly to South Africa after this series gets over. So we have no choice but try to be in a game situation and think of what's coming ahead of us." In a sensational turn of events, while the British Board of Film Classification on Thursday cleared the conflict-ridden Sanjay Leela Bhansali's film Padmavati for a scheduled release on December 1st, sources close to filmmakers reveal that there's no plan to release the film as of now, not in UK, not in India. Meanwhile, BBFC has certified the film as 12A and categorized it as a feature in drama genre and has said that there's moderate violence, injury detail in the film. Back home, CBFC chief Prasoon Joshi said that CBFC has to follow certain guidelines and it can't simply give a certificate to a film just because it has submitted the application form. Joshi said CBFC also wants to take a balanced decision about the film, but it should be given enough time to do that. The next in-line flagship smartphone by Samsung, namely the Galaxy S9 and the Galaxy S9 Plus, might debut in the Consumer Electronics Show to be held in Las Vegas in January. As per reports, Samsung will provide a dual camera setup on the Plus variant and not the Galaxy S9, while the Galaxy S9 will see some hardware upgrades over its predecessor, the Galaxy S8. TVS Motors has confirmed that they will be launching their highly anticipated sports motorcycle on December 6, 2017. The motorcycle was first unveiled during the 2016 Delhi Auto Expo as the Akula 310 concept and will be launched as the Apache 310RR. This will be the most performance-oriented motorcycle that TVS has ever built and will be powered by a 313cc engine that has been co-developed with BMW Motorrad.